It's a little bit counterintuitive, but the building does not have foundations that go down to rock. There isn't a lot of rock here in the desert like you would find in New York City or various other geological climates. We use what are called friction piles. And the friction piles are drilled down into the sand and soft rock, which is down there. And these friction piles develop their load-bearing capacity based on their dimension and the length. And they're about 45 meters deep and generally about 1.5 meters in diameter. And there are about 200 of these piles that are drilled down into the desert soil.
The desert flower, Hymenocallis, inspired the shape of the tower's foundation. The shape makes it easier to build hundreds of meters into the sky. And so while they're already building, the team, under the lead architect, George Evstathio, and their client, make a bold decision.
At that time, the brief for the tower was to design a tower that's 550 meters, which would have been just slightly taller than the world record holder at that time, which is Taipei 101. We learned as we got into the project that we could go higher. And after talking to the client, there was a desire to go higher and not only break the record by a little bit, but to really break it by a big margin.
Once the foundation is laid, the tower grows at maximum speed. The site is humming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We had about 100 people, architects, engineers, designers, and so on. But we had 12,000 people on site every day at the peak.
There is a new floor every 3 days. But the higher you go, the more problems you face. The biggest is the desert wind.
You can't build a uniform tower of uniform dimension all the way to the top, because this creates some very bad wind effects on the structure.
When the terraces work up in a certain pattern and create a helical trace up the building, and the building is not symmetrical, then the wind has much less effect on moving the building about. When the building goes up, it's an asymmetrical structure and it creeps and shrinks a little bit asymmetrically.
When building the world's tallest structure, every centimeter counts.
When they cast the concrete, we needed to know where the center of the building was. And if it's always moving, it can be quite challenging. So the contractors set up three different GPS stations on the ground and a GPS station at the very top of the building where the concrete was being cast every day. And through triangulation, they could actually measure through GPS what the nearest approximation of the center of the building was. And finding that, they could plumb and center all the parts of the formwork and cast the concrete in the right place every day.
We did it!
It is a proud day for Dubai and for the region.